What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
In life and recovery, every day is a little different. Embrace the good days, the not so good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
Paul Noonan, AcmePackingCompany.com. Follow him on Twitter at Badger Noonan. Paul, thanks for coming on, man. Appreciate it.
Thanks for having me, Sparky. Appreciate it.
All right, so I should have had you on previously, and I apologize that it took so long to get you on this radio station. So let me first start there, because you do good stuff. I want to talk about regression and the Packers, because I saw the piece get tweeted out. It caught my eye because I have been the king on Curtin Long's podcast that I do with Ryan Horvath and on this show of saying, I just don't see how Jordan Love regresses. I just don't see how this team goes backwards coming into this year with as young as they are. Now, again, the defense obviously could go sideways and maybe we're overrating just how good Jeff Hafley is. I guess that's a possibility. But I didn't necessarily see it. And you took the word regression and really broke it down in a lot simpler way of saying, no, that doesn't mean they're just going to suck when we talk about the Packers possibly regressing this year.
Yeah, when we talk about regression, it gets thrown around like loosely by a lot of people as just, if you were good last year, if you had a breakout, it's likely you'll be bad the next year. That's not really the case. When we talk about regression, what we really mean is trying to isolate the things that your team got lucky on or unlucky on and try to isolate that from what their actual performance was and then kind of project off of that. And when you do that with the Packers, it's hard to see them taking really a huge step back. They did get lucky in a couple of areas, but at a high level, especially the one that I always focus on first and foremost is one score games, because they capture kind of everything. Well, when you play one score games, it's kind of a coin flip historically. And the Packers were not lucky last year. They went 4-5 in one score games. Contrast that with the 2022 Vikings, who went 9-0 in one score games and then crashed back to earth the following year. And so that's a good all-encompassing one, I think, to look at for the Packers. The other big one, though, is defense. And I also don't know if Jeff Hafley is any good. However, the one thing I am very confident on is that Joe Barry was not.
And, yes.
Even if Hafley is just average, and odds are that he is, that most things are average. Defense is very volatile. The Packers have been a bottom third team for three consecutive years. That doesn't happen very often. Most teams jump back and forth quite a lot on defense. And so while they might not jump up and be like a top five defense, it's very likely that they'll be somewhere in the middle, maybe a little bit better. And if they get that, even if they have a couple of little growing pains on offense, they should still be really formidable. So I think at a high level, there's not a lot of reason to see huge regression. There's a couple little things, but we get to that in a second.
Okay, so what about, because this is one thing. Last year, when we were doing the Curtin Long podcast, Ryan Horvath and I made our projections for the season or whatever else. And he had pointed out going into last year that the Bengals were due to feel the injury bug a little bit and that there's no way they were going to stay healthy again. And that would affect the outcome probably of the Bengals by the end of the year. How does that play into what you think of this Packers team going into this year based on the injuries they had last year, as far as that being normal, not normal? Could they get hurt, be hurt more than maybe they were last year based on league averages? How do you look at it that from that perspective?
Yeah, so injuries are a little tricky. The best thing on injuries every offseason is actually put out by Football Outsiders, now FTN, where they do a very rigorous tracking with weighting, and it's unfortunately not out yet. But the Packers didn't have horrible injury luck last year. They had, I would say, right around average injury luck. It was kind of concentrated in a few places where they went down to like their seventh wide receiver, who, you know, Bell Melton happened to be awesome, so it didn't hurt them that badly. And they were missing Aaron Jones, obviously, for a huge chunk of the season. And he proves to be very important a lot of the time. But the funny thing about injuries are that they're not that random. The best predictor of injuries the following year is actually injuries the previous year. Guys who get hurt tend to get hurt again. They have little soft tissue injuries. They change their gait. Christian Watson's probably the best example of that. We've obviously read a lot about him taking a new regime to get his hamstrings in shape. But, you know, guys who get hurt get hurt. So the best way to project injuries from the next year really is kind of what happened last year, plus or minus like 5%. And I'm guessing they'll be a little bit better injury-wise at the running back spot. Aaron Jones, for all his greatness, is kind of a small guy and does tend to miss time. Jacobs should be a durability increase over what you got there. And they have so many receivers. I almost can't help but think. I would bet probably still has a tweak or two, but they should be healthier there. They're so young that I really don't think it'll be a problem compared to a lot of the other teams that they face. So injuries are unpredictable, but they had average luck. They'll probably have average luck again.
Paul Noonan, AcmePacketCompany.com, on Twitter at Badger Noonan, talking about his part one of his regression piece concerning the Green Bay Packers. I was told this a long time ago, years ago, and I don't remember how this works. So I need you to explain it to me and everybody else. What is a Pythagorean record? Because you bring this up in the piece as well, and how it relates to, you know, what you are each and every year.
So Pythagorean record is a mathematical formula. It looks like the Pythagorean theorem in math, like a squared plus b squared equals c squared. It's not quite the same, but it looks like that. And it came out of baseball. And baseball obviously produces a lot more advanced analytics than football does. Football borrows from them once in a while. But Pythagorean record works pretty well across all sports. And it is just...
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
In life and recovery, every day is a little different. Embrace the good days, the not so good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
A formula that projects what your wins and losses should be based on your points scored and points against. Teams routinely will outwin their sort of point totals, and those teams tend to come back down to earth the next year too. It usually goes kind of hand in hand with one score wins. But again, on that front, the Packers last year, they went 9-7, and based on the number of points they scored and gave up, that's kind of where they should have been. I think they were like 9.5 and 6.5 or thereabouts. But I mean, that's just noise, the difference between those. So if you ever do want to see where kind of a team should be versus where they are, and you think they might be kind of fraudulent, that's a good place to go. All the major stats sites usually put it right under their record. So it's very, very easy to find. But that's Pythagorean record in a nutshell. And it does work across all competitive sports.
All right, let's talk about on the defensive side. You use a metric called defensive EPA per play rank to help justify kind of what the defenses are. What say you about the Packers?
So the defense year to year is way more volatile than offense. Offense is pretty stable, especially when you keep your quarterback going on. But defense is wildly erratic. This year's worst defensive team, 2023's worst defensive team, was Washington. They were fifth in 2022 without any major changes to some, but not major. The Packers are unique in that they have ranked 19th, 26th, and 24th in EPA play. The EPA is an advanced stat, stands for expected points added. Basically, every single play, we can take the whole history of the last like 5 years or 10 years of the league and determine what should happen going forward on average, score a field goal, get a touchdown, figure out the average. And that's basically what the team does next, compare it to that. So every single play we can tell, did they lose value compared to what they should have done? Did they gain value? It's a better way of looking at actually offense and defense than straight up yards or even points, because it adds so much sample size because it uses every single play.
Right.
So the one thing we know about the Packers is they've been bad on defense for three straight years since Joe Barry joined the team. And because they've been so consistently bad, it's very likely that if nothing else, they'll get to average and they'll get back to a spot where they can benefit from a huge benefit from a big jump in luck up into a top 10 defense, even if they're not truly one. That's where most of the league lives. And it's useful when you are in a competitive Super Bowl window to be able to have that happen. And they haven't, honestly, they've missed out on probably three or four or five Super Bowl appearances just by not having good defensive coordinators that put them in that space.
What is, again, I'm asking you stuff that I'm sure most people that would read this article would be asking the same type of stuff, yep. I think. There's a tweet in here, WPA via luck dashboard updated. What in the world is that?
That was kind of my inspiration for writing the article, because there are a lot of sort of smaller luck statistics out there. And I think it's better to look at sort of the high level ones that capture the entire team performance, or separate luck metrics, and basically calls the Packers the luckiest team from last year. There's a lot in that chart that's overstated, but the big one I do want to talk about, because there is one legitimate aspect to the Packers last season that likely will bite them, and that is fumble recovery luck. The Packers, fumble recoveries are about 50-50 across the league as a whole for all time. A few with minor exceptions, quarterback fumbles tend to go back to the offense. But generally speaking, you get half the fumbles that are on the ground. The Packers recovered 82% of the fumbles on the ground last year, and that's not sustainable.
Right.
So that is one area where they will probably take a hit, and that makes up the majority of that tweet that you were referencing, which calls the Packers luckier than they really are.
By a large margin, by the way. I mean,
yeah.
However you come up with a number, 173.9%. Second was the Chargers at 125.1. Then after that, it drops down to 90%, and the Giants weren't even good. They're the third team.
Yeah, I don't want to get too wonky on that stat, but one of my big problems with that chart is it uses a different statistic called WPA. It stands for win percentage added. And WPA is useful in certain contexts, but in football, it can give a very, very, very deceiving picture of what's actually happening. The reason for that is third downs and end of game situations, both of those, are so important in football because they are high leverage plays, that if you just have sort of a run of luck where you are randomly good on third down or at end of game situations, your WPA skyrockets. You can get like an 80% change in WPA by one fumble happening at the end of a game. I suspect the Saints game that they won on a missed field goal by the Saints kicker at the end of that game was probably like 30% of that percentage that he has on that. It can be useful, but that distribution is doing a lot of work for him. So while they were incredibly lucky on fumbles last year, if they go back to average and go to 50-50, it'll cost them something like six fumbles. And six fumbles aren't great. You know, that's bad. It's the defense not getting like three and the offense losing three. But it's not like catastrophic as it looks on that chart. And that chart is buoyed by some things that I would disagree are luck stats in the first place.
Yes.
A formula that projects what your wins and losses should be based on your points scored and points against. Teams routinely will outwin their sort of point totals, and those teams tend to come back down to earth the next year too. It usually goes kind of hand in hand with one score wins. But again, on that front, the Packers last year, they went 9-7, and based on the number of points they scored and gave up, that's kind of where they should have been. I think they were like 9.5 and 6.5 or thereabouts. But I mean, that's just noise, the difference between those. So if you ever do want to see where kind of a team should be versus where they are, and you think they might be kind of fraudulent, that's a good place to go. All the major stats sites usually put it right under their record. So it's very, very easy to find. But that's Pythagorean record in a nutshell. And it does work across all competitive sports.
All right, let's talk about on the defensive side. You use a metric called defensive EPA per play rank to help justify kind of what the defenses are. What say you about the Packers?
So the defense year to year is way more volatile than offense. Offense is pretty stable, especially when you keep your quarterback going on. But defense is wildly erratic. This year's worst defensive team, 2023's worst defensive team, was Washington. They were fifth in 2022 without any major changes to some, but not major. The Packers are unique in that they have ranked 19th, 26th, and 24th in EPA play. The EPA is an advanced stat, stands for expected points added. Basically, every single play, we can take the whole history of the last like 5 years or 10 years of the league and determine what should happen going forward on average: score a field goal, get a touchdown, figure out the average, and then basically what the team does next, compare it to that. So every single play, we can tell, did they lose value compared to what they should have done? Did they gain value? It's a better way of looking at actually offense and defense than straight up yards or even points, because it adds so much sample size because it uses every single play.
Right.
So the one thing we know about the Packers is they've been bad on defense for three straight years since Joe Barry joined the team. And because they've been so consistently bad, it's very likely that if nothing else, they'll get to average and they'll get back to a spot where they can benefit from a huge benefit from a big jump in luck up into a top 10 defense, even if they're not truly one. That's where most of the league lives. And it's useful when you are in a competitive Super Bowl window to be able to have that happen. And they haven't, honestly, they've missed out on probably 3 or 4 or 5 Super Bowl appearances just by not having good defensive coordinators that put them in that space.
What is, again, I'm asking you stuff that I'm sure most people that would read this article would be asking the same type of stuff, yep. I think. There's a tweet in here, WPA via luck dashboard updated. What in the world is that?
That was kind of my inspiration for writing the article, because there are a lot of sort of smaller luck statistics out there. And I think it's better to look at sort of the high level ones that capture the entire team performance, or separate luck metrics, and basically calls the Packers the luckiest team from last year. There's a lot in that chart that's overstated, but the big one I do want to talk about, because there is one legitimate aspect to the Packers last season that likely will bite them, and that is fumble recovery luck. The Packers, fumble recoveries are about 50-50 across the league as a whole for all time. A few with minor exceptions, quarterback fumbles tend to go back to the offense. But generally speaking, you get half the fumbles that are on the ground. The Packers recovered 82% of the fumbles on the ground last year, and that's not sustainable.
Right.
So that is one area where they will probably take a hit, and that makes up the majority of that tweet that you were referencing, which calls the Packers luckier than they really are. That, though...
By a large margin, by the way. I mean,
yeah.
However you come up with a number, 173.9%. Second was the Chargers at 125.1. Then after that, it drops down to 90%, and the Giants weren't even good. They're the third team.
Yeah, I don't want to get too wonky on that stat, but one of my big problems with that chart is it uses a different statistic called WPA. It stands for win percentage added. And WPA is useful in certain contexts. But in football, it can give a very, very, very deceiving picture of what's actually happening. The reason for that is third downs and end of game situations, both of those, are so important in football because they are high leverage plays. But if you just have sort of a run of luck where you are randomly good on third down or at end of game situations, your WPA skyrockets. You can get like an 80% change in WPA by one fumble happening at the end of a game. I suspect the Saints game that they won on a missed field goal by the Saints kicker at the end of that game was probably like 30% of that percentage that he has on that. It can be useful, but that distribution is doing a lot of work for him. So while they were incredibly lucky on fumbles last year, if they go back to average and go to 50-50, it'll cost them something like six fumbles. And six fumbles aren't great. You know, that's bad. It's the defense not getting like three and the offense losing three. But it's not like catastrophic as it looks on that chart. And that chart is buoyed by some things that I would disagree are luck stats in the first place.
He is Paul Noonan, AcmePackingCompany.com. Follow him on Twitter at Badger Noonan. That's part one that we're talking about. You've got more coming.
Yeah. So we'll delve into fumble luck a little bit more in the future because that is a big one that may actually hurt them. Another one that's going to, I think, pop up a lot for people is that in the Packers last year in goal-to-go situations, scored touchdowns on 95% of their goal-to-go situations. An almost unprecedented number, the highest since at least the year 2000. The second highest team, there were actually three tied at 84%. So 95 is a lot higher than 84.
Sure.
But again, it's another thing that looks worse in percentages than it does in real life. What they did is score on 19 of 20 of their goal-to-go possessions. And so if you take that down to 80%, that just means they scored on 16 instead of 19, which three touchdowns going away is not great, but it's just three touchdowns. And the Packers were extremely mediocre in scoring on bombs. They will likely get some positive regression on really long plays, especially if Christian Watson can actually stay on the field.
That's the question.
But especially if Luke Musgrave can stay on the field. Long bombs are also a very lucky thing. Guys get tackled at the one a lot. The Dolphins actually led the league in it last year. Tyreek Hill does make you good at that. The Packers were very middle of the pack, but the team I think you look to for the mean for the Packers is the 49ers. They run similar schemes. They're conceptually similar teams. And I would expect the Packers to score 16 25-plus yard touchdowns, or 20. I can't remember what the cutoff is, but long touchdowns. And they got 10 last year. So I think that those two probably even out in the grand scheme of things. And so it's not too bad. And the other big one that I got to write down and not talk about is third downs, third down regression. If you are a lot better for year one on third downs versus first and second downs, it can make your offense look a lot better than it actually is because third downs are so much more important. And the Packers just don't have anything that would indicate that that's happened last year. And it happens a lot. fraudulent offenses are often way better on third down from one year to the next and get exposed on that. And that's one where the Packers, I think, can rest easy that their offense is for real.
Yeah, Matt LaFleur is for real, whether people want to believe that or not. He is Paul Noonan, AcmePackerCompany.com. Follow him on Twitter at Badger Noonan. That's awesome, man. I can't wait to see part two and part three coming out. We'll be watching for it.
Appreciate it. Thanks for having me on.
You betcha. Take care. There he is, Paul Noonan, AcmePackerCompany.com.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. and thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
In life, some days are good, and some could be better. The same is true for recovery. Both take work. Both take adjustments. Finding your path is a key part of your journey. And then it's all about walking it every day. Embrace the good days, the not so good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Be open to every part of the journey and welcome it. It's unique and it's all part of you. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
America's favorite place to watch football is Stadium Swim, located at Circa Resort and Casino in Las Vegas. Catch all the biggest games at a viewing experience built for sports fans. Chill in one of their six pools on three different levels for a perfect view of their massive screen. Plenty of seating options from cozy daybeds to private, temperature-controlled cabanas. Stadium Swim. Book your spot today at CircaLasVegas.com.
Blinds.com's Labor Day Mega Sale starts now. Take the labor out of shopping for custom window treatments and make upgrading your home easy and affordable. Don't miss out on up to 50% off right now at Blinds.com. Blinds.com is the better way to shop for custom window treatments. 100% online with upfront pricing and free shipping. No showroom markups. No pushy salespeople in your home. Blinds.com's design experts can help you make the perfect choices with free virtual consultations. Plus, they'll send samples right to your door fast and free. Blinds.com can even handle the measure and installation for you. Unlimited window treatments installed for one low cost. Since 1996, customers have trusted Blinds.com to cover over 25 million windows, all backed by their 100% satisfaction guarantee. Take the labor out of upgrading your home with Blinds.com's Labor Day Mega Sale happening now. Save up to 50%, plus premium doorbusters. Up to 50% off at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.